There you go. Nothing like a loud applause with a song there like that, huh? Welcome, everyone. Hey, I want to especially just welcome our live stream audience. Paul Harmon here, pastor of Hope Chapel. Thank you for joining us. Even our first service, this is the second service, but for you who are there in the Midwest as well as the East, I just want to let you know we're glad the weather has caused you to join us today. And it's a beautiful Sunday here at Hope Chapel. You're in the chapel. You got some smiley faces. We've got the sunshine, S-O-N, here. And these dear ones have brought him. So we're glad that you're here with us. Please engage. And, man, make sure nothing disrupts anything that you have in store, really. It's all from God's kingdom. And I want to just highlight the little blurb that you just heard and saw. We are in the midst of 21 days of prayer and fasting, the Four Square Movement. We are a Four Square church, and Four Square, by and large, stands for the four columns or the four teachings of the Four Square Movement. We believe it's biblical. We actually like post it up there in our corners. So the first square is Jesus, the only Savior. Second is Jesus, the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. So we are a Pentecostal church. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe also that Jesus is the divine healer. So that's why it says healer. That's why you'll find even our prayer wall. Let's believe for the miraculous. We know God's a healer. Given our bodies the right condition, they heal themselves. But we like miracles. Anybody say amen? Amen. And then the crown stands for Jesus, the soon coming king. He might be coming sooner than we might anticipate. So we're glad that you're here as well. But this year, we are starting our 21 days of prayer and fasting. We are in day 7 today. And I want to encourage you to participate with us. You, I trust, have jumped on and have signed up for our Newsweek letters. They come every Sunday morning, Friday morning. Please consider that. This is sign-up weekend for like everything. There's links on there for you to sign up. And one in particular is to receive emails for the day's prayer journey. And day 7, if you have been with us, it is really, it's entitled On Our Knees, about seeking God, posturing ourselves to give up anything that keeps us from God's presence. I like that. Seeking God's wisdom and his ability to bring maturity to us. So not everything maybe in our lives is evil or sinful, but it can be a real restriction for us to experience his presence. And I want everything that God has for us, and I know you do too. So let's even just start our day 7 together and pray. Father, we're asking, Lord, as we join the myriad of Four Square family members around the world, we pray today, let your spirit remind us what is keeping your presence back in all its grandeur. We believe, even today, God, you are 100% here with us right now, like you were at the burning bush experience with Moses. So, Lord, what is it that we need to remove? We want your wisdom. We want to mature. We thank you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What a great thing. And would you consider participating? Ainsley and I, my wife Ainsley and I, we are doing the chapel prayer using the next 14 days here, 8 o'clock to 9. It's been pretty exciting. Thank you. Many of you have been coming and being a part of that, praying with us, and we're finding and sensing a great experience and presence of the Lord. Praise God. So I welcome that. It's going to be all about just kind of stepping up with our theme this year, giving Christ more in 2024. So if you, maybe you don't punch the clock anymore, maybe you're independently wealthy, would you consider coming and being part of the morning prayer Monday through Friday? We'll be here tomorrow, right here in this very room. And I just want to highlight, too, we're going to, 1 week from today, is our annual business meeting. We share the reports of your church, and even our guests who are here, thank you for being here. We really want to brag on what God's doing among us, and we would love for you to see our financial reports. We lay it on out there for everyone to see. We enjoy what the Lord is doing. I think it's a real telltale sign. You'll even see that today is Mission Sunday, and our missions director, Sean Knight, is going to bring a great presentation toward the end. So stay tuned for that. You want to see what God's doing here through this humble beginning called Huntington Beach. How's that? And we also want to just kind of highlight, we're going to try to encourage you to stay here 1 week from today because we're providing lunch at 12 noon. Tube steaks and chili with all the fixings. What's tube steaks? You'll just have to come. Ha ha ha. And say, what's tube steak? Just come. And then the meeting's at 1 o'clock. And we usually just cover it for about 1 o'clock. And we, 1 to 2. And we will be ratifying two new incoming church council members. So you who are members, please come prepared to vote for that. Well, that's enough of that. We're going to launch in. You know, can't start without a joke. So I heard this story about this pastor that just did not want to go to church. Unlike any of you, here you are, way to go. So he decided he wanted to play golf, and he told his associate pastor, he says, you know what, I'm sick today, you're going to have to preach. He lied. So he went, got in his car, drove many, many miles to a golf course that he knew no one would know and recognize him. On the first hole, he tees off, and it's a four par, 375-yard hole, knocks that ball. God comes along with a strong wind, carries that ball well over the sand trap, far beyond all the watering holes there, lands on the green, rolls into the cup, hole in one. The guy goes ballistic. Oh. And the angel said to God, why did you do that? And God said, who's he going to tell? I'll serve him right for lying. Cute story, you know, how pastors like to shake hands and make sure we say hello to everybody. This little boy went up to the pastor after service and said, Pastor, when I grow up, I'm going to get a good paying job and I'm going to give you a lot of money. And the pastor said, oh, that really touches my heart. Why do you say that, young man? He said, well, my daddy said that you're the poorest preacher we've ever had. And so we'll bring out the holy mackerel. We'll just do it. Yeah. Made an early appearance of 2024. This dear little fish has been with me for many years. So it's our Christian version of cussing. Yeah, we just, holy mackerel. Here we go. So we'll let you touch that if you really want to. Hey, well, you notice that we are taking a look. Our theme is Giving Christ More in 2024, and we've launched into a series this year to help navigate toward that. And that series, Good Habits with Giving Christ More in 2024. Good habits. We're taking a look at that. That's our parts that we're working toward because I want to help you and me. When we say giving Christ more, it's always funny to me how people always navigate right to, well, they probably want some more money. No, there's something called our lives to Jesus that we want to consider and do. And it's interesting, I was reading from Christianity Today, psychologist Rebecca Lester said in there that she mentioned that the rituals or habits of people really help mark the seasons of life, mark time, and actually create time. That people who keep rituals, keep habits, actually start to see good health start to come about. It gives us the markings of occasions in our social existence. Rituals like marriages, like graduations, like birth dates. And we found that when the pandemic hit, and we went through a year, 2 years of these rituals or habits not forming, that people were unmoored. It's like, wow, what's going on? Where am I? Who am I? Those rituals, those habits are so important to people. And when we take a look at that, sometimes for Christians, we're talking good habits because to maintain those, it reminds us of who we are and whose we are. So that's going to be important for us. I need that daily reminder. I could almost be swayed in by popular vote or some complaint going on there. Lord, I follow you. You're the one. So that's our series. Last time we were together, we were taking a look about making sure we're going forward with God. How about stepping out just a little bit? And today, the message is the habits of growing spiritually. Habits of growing spiritually. So let's just make sure you get starting to get used to making notes, because Life Group's going to be firing up in 1 week from tomorrow. You can see I'm helping you today. I'm putting a little bit more of my notes on your card. So there's no room to write, I see. So just go ahead and write on the palm of your hand. Remember those days how you got through some of the quizzes? Remember that? Just like put the answers right there. God's going to show you. It's going to be helpful. But we're going to take a look here. It's important. We're going to go and continue on with our series. But the habits of growing spiritually. I remember my son Luke, we were talking about good growth habits, good nutrition. And he said to me, he said, Dad, why do grown-ups stop growing? Well, you and I understand why, but that's a good question. Young people grow, then all of a sudden mature people just like stop growing. Well, for us, when we talk spiritually, we're talking about sometimes Christians never really grow up. They never grow up. They're faithful participators, attenders, but when issues happen, they have no direction. They've lost bearing. So we're wanting to take a look at that, and we're finding, and I'm using this message, the same way we know is important for physical growth, which would require good nutrients or good nutrition and proper exercise and adequate rest for growth, for physical growth. It really is true spiritually the same thing. If you've ever been in other countries, Ainsley and I were in Uganda, we took the backwoods of some of those areas, people with lacking nutrition. It was very sad, broke our heart to see these children with swollen bellies. The difficulty of seeing that is very hard. And so you can even see the same for Christians nowadays who lack nutrition spiritually. They're not really growing, and there are some areas of immaturity that are happening. So when we look here today, let's make sure we get a chance to see, because as we really look and see the need for us to develop, let's check out what God's word says about Christians that are following Jesus. Where are we going and how do we get there? I'm going to open my Bible now to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And verse 12 is really my assignment. But let's see here, for example, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So whatever translation, please make sure you write those things down. But here we go. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. Just look at that for a moment. He is the one, Jesus is the one that developed something called the church. Remember when he told Peter, hey, Peter, upon your confession, I will build my church. So he claims it, he names it, and the gates of hell will not prevail. So we belong to Jesus. What is the church? It's people. It is people. The word church is the Greek word ekklesia, and that's where we get the two words that composite that, ek, out of, exit, and kleo, called. And so what is basically the church? It is this, by definition of its name, it is a group of people who are called out from society to gather frequently for a common purpose. That's what Jesus called this band of merry men and women who are going to believe in him. You're the church. You're called out. So he says this about the church. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. And I want to highlight, Jesus gives this church, Jesus gives his church gifts. You've heard that term, gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are nine of those. They're listed. You can write them down. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 8. We love to operate in those vocal gifts of the Spirit, prophecy, tongues, interpretation. Then there's gifts the Father gives, and that's in Romans 12. You can read that. Gifts of administration, gifts of help. Isn't that interesting? Father gives gifts. The Son gives gifts. And the Holy Spirit gives gifts. We are really rich as a body of believers. Let's go back to our text. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. And their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. And these will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body. What is that body name? The church. So I love this portion of Scripture. It keeps me on task. This topic today may seem like a same old element of rallying call saying, let's sign up, let's grow spiritually, but it's very biblical. Matter of fact, I see here it says Christ has given the church pastors, teachers. So I could literally just put my name as a ribbon on my head and say, I'm a gift given to you from Jesus. I'm glad about that. Love this church. Love what God's doing here. But it's important. And we can see there's some things that are happening to equip us to work the ministry, to build us up. And where the standard is, it's going to be Jesus. That's where we're aiming for. So I'll just start with me. I know I have a lot of work to do in myself. It's going to be important. It is not church attendance. It's not going to be our involvement with some missions endeavor or how knowledgeable we are in the Bible. We can see here where our maturity is going to be in our approach toward Jesus Christ. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at those four ingredients: the element of nutrition, the element of exercise, and then the element of just rest. Number one on your notes, developing the habit of spiritual nutrition. It's interesting to note here, letter A, identify your unhealthy habits. I think that's going to be important. Let's just consider physical unhealthy habits. I have seen some of you go after some of our potlucks. You really enjoy the Lay's potato chips. It's a weakness. What are you doing with six bags of chips? Anyway, I just, maybe for later. Oh, yeah, sure. So some of us have unhealthy eating habits. It's just kind of good for us to know. I like baked cookies. I mean, there's just certain things that just don't put that in front of me too long. So it's important for us. Spiritually, we can take a lot of unhealth in as well. And that's what we're dealing with. Man, I want to give Jesus more of me. And if I am, and I'm unhealthy, I got to consider some unhealth, because nutrition is all about input. It's all about what I'm receiving. And where is it, maybe? Take a look here. Not everything that we have in our society is good for us. And we have to give our world a little bit of leniency, because we're in a really broken society. That's why Jesus came. So we're not going to be able to get away from corruption and just bad order and some weirdness. That's why Jesus came. But we can make decisions how much we let that influence us. And here we have 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, reads this way: do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Now, pretty powerful when we take a look at that. When we deal with spiritual growth, do I find in my life there are certain cravings that I want everybody else to welcome me and accept me for? It's helpful, but is that going to be beneficial? Will it complement or will it conflict my ability to give Christ more in 2024? I find one thing that's very helpful in Romans chapter 12. I think it's worth noting too, Romans 12 verse 2, where it says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, which is also very pleasing." And I like the word perfect. So I want, it starts with our thinking. It's important. Nutrition is all about input. Where am I getting stuff? If I'm going to really go big for God, is there things that coming in that do not nourish me spiritually? We could just consider some things. Maybe what you're digesting, maybe me too. Too much TV. How about too much social media? All of those things have a benefit, but people consume so much, we don't have a desire. Or can we even fit anything spiritually? Too much news. Some people are really into the news, especially with what's going on in the Middle East. Why not? But then we kind of forget about hearing from the Holy Spirit. We're hearing from the news. Be careful about those things. Or how about unhealthy relationships? That's a part of our society. You know those people that are always demanding. Those things need to be done. And if you don't, then they just kind of whine and complain and become quite a conflict. Those are things that you and I have to navigate because I want to give Christ more in 2024. I think one is our thinking because the scripture talks about that. God's going to make you a new person by changing the way you think. And part of that thinking, I find, when people start having wrong thoughts like, well, growth is too hard. I don't have the time for that. I can't do this. I'm just not smart enough. All those phrases, I find I not only used to use that, but I find I need to just say, I can do this in Jesus. I can do this. And I also found that people that really don't take a part of the physical growth of good nutrition, good exercise, they use the same excuses I just read. I can't do this. It's too hard. I'm not smart enough. So it does not matter. We really have to just say, Lord, I want to give you more. Let's take a look here. Letter B, replace unhealthy habits with healthy new ones. Isn't that great? Like that fact. And I like the where Scripture says where that should begin. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. Now look at that verse for a moment. So that you grow into a full experience of salvation. Man, if anything's going to make me want to get into the Word, it's that phrase alone. I want the full expression. I want the whole enchilada. I want a complete combination. I want it all. And I got to get into the Word. And that's what the Scripture is saying. We do have some young believers here. And there's going to be times and tests coming on in our society. At least in your lifetime, God's just such a good teacher. He's going to make sure it comes along, and he's going to make sure that you pass the test. Glory to God. But wouldn't it be great that you have a portion of the Word? So when we take a look at that, we don't want to ever just not do something without replacing it. That's why I get into the Word. And here's a few as you take a look at your notes. The habit of daily Bible reading. You've heard us. We're off to a Bible reading year. You could easily access the reading app and just download that. Here's mine right here. We're reading through the Bible this year, 3 chapters a day. Man, you can finish it by this time next year. It's going to be great. Hope that you get a chance or some form. Every electronic Bible has a reading app. So let's go ahead and just consider that. Get into reading because you want to have the full expression of your salvation. I want to feel and experience what God has for me. How much more motivation do we need? It's going to be great. And I do find, too, the second thing you can see on your notes, the habit of other opportunities to grow in God's Word. We provide, your church provides, other opportunities to grow. Because we recognize, many of us need a hand forward, so we want to make disciples. That's my responsibility. Make sure you get a pastor teacher that will help you along your journey with Jesus. So some of those things that are so important, let me just lay them out. Wednesday night is going to be starting up next month, very first Wednesday. It's February the 4th, and we're going to start with Square One. Square One is part of our four squares. It's our Hope Chapel discipleship program, and Square One's going to be wonderful. We hope everybody gets a chance, regardless of your maturity in the Lord. We want everybody to experience, what does Hope Chapel believe? What does the Four Square Church believe? What is that area? Why is church involvement important? I know church, Jesus called us the church. He says he's going to build it. Let's watch ourselves build up personally, collectively. It's wonderful. I do find what's helpful is that you understand this church's DNA. What are we all about? What do we really do? Where do we invest our money? Where do we invest our time? What is that? Is it biblically based? I do find that wonderful Christians, so young, they're excited in Christ, and they're on to half a dozen podcasts, maybe visiting a few churches, and every one is stellar messages, rock solid teaching, but they don't know where to apply that teaching. So they don't. And so no growth. We'll talk about that. But they're just now into inquisitive-natured, interesting lessons. So we're saying, man, come along. Let's grow together. Let's enjoy that. That's Square One. Also, simultaneously, we're going to be doing Square Four. So Square Four, we have about 19 people that have gone through the journey with us and are now eligible for Square Four. Square Four is helping us to understand your gifting and mission in this life for the kingdom of God. That's what Square Four is all about. We would love it. Maybe there's a few of those 19 or so that will become our next missionary or church planter or start a ministry that we just didn't even think about, but it's their longing. Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, man, that's what it's all about. That's Square Four. So please sign up. Your name is on the list already. But the rest of us, we're excited. We're going to enjoy that. We invited everybody into Square Three. We wanted that doctrine, heavy teaching, Square Three. Ainsley did a stellar job teaching that, and it was very, very helpful. But for many of us, let's go back to Square One. Also, life groups. I just want to highlight that. We're talking about giving Christ more in 2024. So life groups, this is also a link that's online. You could just kind of click on there, see what day of the week is available. We have some in the morning, some in the late afternoon. It's going to be great that you get a chance to sign up. How fun for you mature believers to join in the community of a life group. Works best with 5 to 8 people. We found that works best. So we try to keep it manageable so that everybody can interact, that everybody has a chance to share. We get a chance to just go through, as you can see here, the message on Sunday. The questions are so capable to be relevant, you may not even really need to listen to the message. We hope so. We hope we grow together. But we feel this is the message God has for us this week. Therefore, let's walk it out and not forget it as we leave the double doors. That's why life groups are so important. So let's sign up. Wouldn't it be great that we had 90% attendance on those life groups? And we're doing an incubator as well. We're raising up other life group leaders. So that's by invitation as well. So if you're saying, I'd like to be a life group leader, I'd like to be a part of eldership material, then why don't you see Ainsley or me? We'd love that. That's meeting as well next month. Then I do want to add too, men and women, age-appropriate groups. The men's breakfast, man, did we have a great time yesterday. Probably one of our larger attendants. Thank you, four gentlemen. We're out there cooking away for the guys. And then we had Pastor Sean Manutella lead us in worship. And then Paul Chaffee did a great message that really inspired the men. We're sure thrilled about that. This coming Saturday, another age, or I should say gender appropriate, is our sister Saturday. So ladies, it's your turn this Saturday. How great is that? So please come. You're going to enjoy it. Nicolette Liu, our women's director. Oh, what a gift we have in her. Oh, my. You are in for a real treat to take from Nicolette Liu. I don't know how she does it. You know, she gave birth to twins. So she's still carrying those twins. And so thank you, Pastor David, for, yeah, working the daddy daycare. I don't know, but it's going to be important for that. So we just want to just remind you, we have other age categories, and God bless you as you habits of other opportunities to grow in God's word. One other one, the habit of thinking like a learner. The habit of thinking like a learner. You know, that's important because the scripture encourages us to say, crave, desire. I want to learn from God's word. And you could just go online. There's plenty of things to read and to enjoy. But get to thinking to change to where you say, I want the essential of learning about God's word. Let's go to number two, developing the habit of spiritual exercise. When I use the word spiritual exercise, it is required in our Christian who's following Jesus. Spiritual exercise is essential. And what does that look like? It's one who would say, I'm going to do the word of God. That's it. Scripture is so clear that we need to take that nutrition, oh, the word's so good, oh, I feel so empowered, and then do it. You can see even in our life group, the high water mark is the apply it at the bottom. That's where we would call it's the altar call. You heard the message? Now, are you going to act on that? That's where we found, as James says, God blesses the doers of the word, not the forgetful hearers. So for you and I, it's going to be important that we get a chance to develop the habit of spiritual exercise, and that's going to be important to exercise doing the word of God. How important is it? I want to present Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 said this. It said something that was important because there were Christians in that church setting that were just not moving on with what they learned. Let's let the word speak to us. Verse 12. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You're like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training, and that word through training in the New King James Version says, by reason of use, by reason of using the word. You want to see a mature person, they not just know the word, what they discover may not be everything of it, but what they have just discovered, say, I can see, I need to apply that now in my life. I'm going to do it by reason of use, or who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Wow. That is really, so you can see a little bit of direction given. It's like, man, by this time, you should have just knocked it out of the park. But we have to keep going back to square one. So you can see it's going to be important for us. That's why Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's going to be important for us. So we still want to do those things. We still want you all to show up on Sunday. Oh, please show up on Sunday. Please attend classes. Please gather in groups. Make sure you can, the best you're, consume the Word of God. But it comes down to the exercise. Got the nutrients going on. Comes down to the exercise. Do God's Word. Do God's Word. Our theme, giving Christ more. Where do I go? How do I begin? Man, apply what God is revealing to you. Letter B, always be spiritually trained. It's going to be important in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Let's bring this up. Always ways to spiritually train. Here we go. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. God is working. Maybe I can't even take credit for being and doing what I'm doing. There's a desire in me. I think it's by God. And then I step out and do something. I realize, wow, there's a power behind when I do something. So I desire to do something more for Jesus. I'm not too sure. I'm a little nervous. I've never done this before. It's new territory for me. And then the power of God comes. And that's what Scripture says, to do what pleases him. So let me just throw it out there. Grow the habit of risking more for Christ, or risk more for Christ. It's important. Sometimes I find people, their aim in life is to be as comfortable as they possibly can. Just consider risking more. How about grow the habit of serving? We'll be talking about that. You and I know we're all about that. And that's part of square four, where our life takes on a proportionate change. Pretty incredible. And then number three, let's touch on that. Number three, remember that? We're talking about what it is to have nutrition, and then exercise, and then number three, developing the habit of rest. Realize most people don't see rest as a good habit. We're seeing that society in general, in the U.S., 35% of adults are really sleep deprived. And that affects the emotional thinking. That will cause you not to have the mojo to do anything. I barely can get my nose above water. I'm so tired. Getting the proper rest is so significant, and it's very spiritual. I like where in Exodus 31:15, where it says, "You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work. But the seventh day must be a Sabbath day of complete rest, a holy day dedicated to the Lord." Wow, pretty clear. So in the New Testament, the day itself isn't as important as the principle of rest. Principle of rest. So it's going to be important that we get a chance to consider that. Think about that. I remember when the Lord allowed me in Psalm 23, verse 2, he said, "He lets me rest in green meadows." Love that, don't you? He lets me rest. Really, Lord? Ainsley and I are finding great strength, just kind of pulling away a little bit more so we can come back and be all we can be for you and for others. "He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams." What a great God. Man, he's all about body, soul, spirit. Man, he wants to take in everything. So you can see here, give God more of an opportunity. We really need to be mindful to grow spiritually. I want to present that. The acronym REST, you can see it very clearly. It's there on your notes. The R for recovery. Sometimes it just needs to just, you need to just quiet yourself and recover, regenerate, rejuvenate, and then naturally E, examine. How many times when you finally, instead of going off to a men's retreat, a ladies' conference, forcing you to actually think of spiritual thoughts. What a great day your Sabbath might be where you get a chance to hear and examine where your life journey's been. And then naturally, S for sleep. How many love their Sunday naps? Huh? Uh-huh, me too. And then the letter T, just you got to really set the time in there or it isn't going to happen. It isn't going to happen. Really have to slot that. For Ainsley and me, our Sabbath is Monday. Sunday's a work day, and I'm glad because I want to be with you, and it's fun. But on Monday, we really try to unplug electronically unless there's an emergency. We don't want to exclude that. But we'll catch you on Tuesday. How's that? And it'll be good. Well, there you go. Thank you. What a great theme, giving Christ more in 2024. And to grow spiritually, I think God's really all about helping us get there. And you're here, and it isn't an accident that you're here. There's plenty of links that are there available to sign up. Say, Lord, just one link. Just try one sign up. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know if I can really can be consistent. Try it. God will give you the power to be there. Let me pray. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your hand on our life. Thank you for the way that you're enriching us. And thank you for the marvelous, consistent, faithful involvement that you are in our lives. We know this. You're going to bring us right to the destination every day, every week. You're going to make sure that if there are any of those challenges, we're going to have victory over those. So, Lord, thank you. May there be exponential growth in each one of us so that 1 year from today, we're not going to look the same. We're not going to behave the same. We're not even going to see the world the same way because we're going to see the eyes through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to just invite you. Pastor Sean's going to lead us in a song, a sermon response song. Then Sean Knight's going to come and give us an update of what God's doing through us in missions. It's Mission Sunday. Would you stand to your feet? I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.